Corn and soybean growers are not the only ones impacted by forecasts and declines in this year's crop yields and rising prices for their commodities. As USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber points out,
when you're talking about the agricultural sector, the important thing to remember is one part of the sector may be doing better with higher prices. On the other side, those are entering as costs.
Meaning livestock, dairy, and poultry producers may soon be paying more for grain and soy meal-based feeds for their animals.
Issue in my mind is over the longer term, if we have continued high feed prices, what that means for the livestock sector.
As well as the dairy and poultry industries.
We've already seen pretty low margins. We already have, frankly, with the increases over the last few weeks.
Glauber adds USDA's latest edition of its quarterly farm income reports will be out at the end of August, giving a better idea how increased feed prices are affecting livestock, poultry, and dairy producers' bottom line. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.